Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Police in Pakistan have arrested the former Prime Minister Imran Khan after a court sentenced him to 3 years in prison. Mr. Khan was found guilty of not declaring money he'd earned from selling gifts he received while in office. He denies wrongdoing. Our South Asia regional editor Anbarasa Natarajan looks at the impact of the verdict.
Mr. Khan's second arrest in 3 months is likely to plunge the country into further political crisis. Pakistan's national elections are due in November. Mr. Khan's supporters are confident of victory. That's why his party says the government is trying to stop him taking part. Legal experts say today's verdict, unless overturned, could end the former premier's chances of contesting the elections.
For the second day running, Ukraine has used a sea drone loaded with hundreds of kilos of explosives to attack Russian shipping in the Black Sea. In the latest strike, a fuel tanker was hit south of the bridge across the Kerch Strait. Pictures purportedly from the damaged vessel show a partially flooded engine room. James Waterhouse is in Kyiv.
It's a bit of a deja vu feeling this morning, where we had a flurry of messages from sources at Ukraine's security service. I think one phrase that stood out was, this is what happens when you touch our territory. I think this is Ukraine not just looking to counterpunch in waters that Russia firmly controls, but also try to, in Kyiv's words, stop it from using the Black Sea as leverage. It's a place where it launches countless missile strikes into Ukraine. It's a place where they've blockaded the Ukrainian ports it doesn't control. And I think what we're seeing now is Ukraine growing in confidence.
Bangladesh is grappling with a record deadly outbreak of dengue fever. Heavy monsoon rains have helped drive up infections. Here's Lipika Pelham with more details.
Health officials say more than 60,000 cases have been reported and nearly 300 people have died. It's the deadliest year since Bangladesh first recorded a dengue epidemic in 2000. The capital, Dhaka, has been particularly badly hit by the current outbreak and hospitals are struggling to make space for patients. The virus is spread by mosquitoes that thrive in stagnant water and in conditions of unplanned urbanization. The illness, for which there's no specific vaccine, is common in South Asia during the monsoon season between June and September.
Tens of thousands of people in Portugal have welcomed Pope Francis to the country's holiest shrine at Fatima. He flew by helicopter on the latest stage of his visit. Large numbers of Roman Catholic pilgrims turned up despite intense heat. Later on Saturday, the Pope is due to take part in a vigil in Lisbon with as many as a million others before completing his trip with a mass on Sunday. This is World News from the BBC. Israeli police have arrested two Israeli settlers over their suspected involvement in the killing of a Palestinian teenager in the occupied West Bank. 19-year-old Kusai Jamal was shot dead on Friday during an attack on the town of Bourke. Palestinian officials have demanded that those behind the killing should not be allowed to escape punishment. Regulators in the United States have given the green light for the first pill for postnatal depression. The condition develops shortly after childbirth and affects about 500,000 American women every year. The World Health Organization estimates that more than 10% of new mothers worldwide suffer postnatal depression. Camilla Mills has the details.
The only other drug approved in the US for postnatal depression has to be administered intravenously in hospital, takes 60 hours, and costs $34,000. Clinical trial data shows that the oral pill works quickly. It can begin to ease symptoms in as little as 3 days. This is significantly faster than general antidepressants, which can take 2 weeks or longer to have an effect. What could be seen as another notable aspect is that this drug is explicitly made for postnatal depression. It's hoped that the approval of the pill will increase recognition for postnatal depression and improve treatments.
Organisers of the World Scout Jamboree in South Korea have insisted the event will continue, despite growing criticism of conditions at the campsite. The South Korean Prime Minister Han Duck-soo told reporters the government would do its utmost to ensure the smooth and safe running of the gathering. He said about 700 cleaners would be provided, as well as more air-conditioned buses. At the Women's Football World Cup, Japan have qualified for the quarterfinals. They beat Norway 3-1 in Wellington. The Japanese midfielder Hinata Miyazawa became the tournament's top scorer with her fifth goal of the competition. Earlier in the day, Spain reached the next round by thrashing Switzerland 5-1. BBC News.